Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Rocket Mass Heater Builder's Guide by Erica Wisner is a practical manual for people who want to build a highly efficient wood-burning heater that stores warmth in a thermal mass and releases it slowly over time. Rocket mass heaters are known in the DIY and natural building world for combining clean, hot combustion with long-lasting comfort, often using less fuel than conventional stoves. This guide is positioned as a step-by-step resource, walking readers from early planning through construction details, everyday operation, and long-term upkeep. Rather than treating the heater as a single one-size-fits-all project, it frames the system as a set of interdependent parts, a combustion core, heat exchange pathways, and a mass bench or similar storage feature. Wisner also addresses the realities that matter once the build is complete, including maintenance routines and troubleshooting common performance and drafting issues. The result is a builder-focused introduction to a technology that rewards careful layout, safe materials choices, and attention to airflow and heat flow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding how a rocket mass heater works. A central theme of the book is demystifying the rocket mass heater so builders can make informed choices instead of copying a plan blindly. The guide typically frames the heater as a system that relies on strong draft and very hot combustion to burn wood more completely, then captures and stores that heat in a large thermal mass. This helps readers understand why the design differs from a typical metal wood stove. You learn the functional roles of the feed, burn tunnel, and insulated heat riser, and how these parts drive efficient combustion when sized and assembled correctly. The book also highlights how heat is extracted after combustion, often by routing exhaust through channels embedded in a bench or mass that absorbs heat and releases it gradually. By emphasizing airflow, insulation, and smooth pathways, it explains why small geometric details can determine whether a heater performs beautifully or smokes back. This foundational knowledge supports every later decision, selecting an appropriate configuration, placing the heater in a room, and choosing materials that tolerate high temperatures without degrading or becoming unsafe. Secondly, planning, siting, and safety considerations. Before you build, before any bricks or barrels are set in place, the guide stresses planning, matching the heater to the building, the climate, and the household routines. A rocket mass heater can be a major architectural feature, so siting is not only about convenience but also about distributing heat effectively and ensuring safe clearances before you build. The book encourages builders to think through floor loading, because a heavy thermal mass bench can weigh a great deal and may require structural reinforcement. It also addresses chimney strategy and draft fundamentals, since reliable exhaust flow is essential for safety and comfort. Permitting, code realities, and insurance concerns are part of responsible planning, even for experienced DIY builders. Material selection is another key safety element. High heat zones need refractory or otherwise heat-tolerant components, while surrounding areas must be protected from excessive temperatures. The planning phase also includes deciding on the mass style, such as a bench or other forms, and mapping out cleanouts for future maintenance. By treating preparation as part of the build, the book helps readers avoid common mistakes that are hard to fix once the mass is finished. Thirdly, step-by-step construction of the combustion core and heat exchange. The construction portion of the guide focuses on building the critical core correctly, because performance and safety hinge on proportions, insulation, and airtight joints. Readers are typically guided through assembling the feed system, burn tunnel, and insulated riser with attention to the smoothness of internal surfaces and the avoidance of bottlenecks that can stall draft. The book explains how the heat riser and barrel or bell-style heat exchanger interact. The riser concentrates heat, while the surrounding metal surface radiates warmth quickly into the room. From there, it moves into routing exhaust through the mass, where careful channel design helps transfer heat without creating excessive resistance. This is where layout decisions, such as the length and turns of ducting, become practical construction steps. The guide also emphasizes sealing and stability, helping builders avoid air leaks that reduce efficiency and lead to smoke problems. Throughout, the step-by-step approach aims to reduce guesswork by linking each construction choice to its function, so builders can adapt details to their own space while preserving the core principles that make the technology work. Fourthly, building the thermal mass bench and integrating it into a home. A rocket mass heater is defined as much by its mass as by its firebox, so the book devotes significant attention to creating a bench or other thermal storage structure that is comfortable, durable, and compatible with the home. This section typically covers how thermal mass behaves. It absorbs heat over hours of firing and then releases it slowly, creating steady warmth. Builders are encouraged to consider comfort and usability, turning the mass into a seating or lounging surface while keeping temperatures within a safe and pleasant range. The guide discusses suitable mass materials and mixes often used in natural building, such as earthen cob or masonry approaches, and how moisture content and drying time affect cracking and long-term stability. Integration details matter, including transitions where hot exhaust enters and exits the mass, access points for cleanouts, and finishing surfaces that tolerate temperature cycling. The book also helps readers think about the heater as part of a larger heating strategy, including how to distribute warmth and how the mass interacts with insulation and ventilation. This integration mindset keeps the project from being an isolated build and turns it into a functional, lived-in heating solution. Lastly, operation, maintenance, and troubleshooting for long-term performance. The guide goes beyond construction by treating daily operation and upkeep as essential skills. Rocket mass heaters can be simple to run, but they reward correct firing practices, dry fuel, and an understanding of draft behavior in different weather conditions. This section typically outlines what good operation looks like, establishing a strong draft, feeding wood in a way that supports clean combustion, and recognizing normal sounds, smells, and temperature changes. Maintenance topics usually include ash management, inspection of high heat components, and keeping exhaust pathways clear. Because the mass and ducting are built in, access planning becomes important, and the book highlights cleanouts and inspection points as non-negotiable features. Troubleshooting guidance helps readers diagnose issues such as smoke back, sluggish draft, or reduced heat output by checking common causes like cold chimneys, blockages, leaky joints, or improper dimensions in the core. It also addresses how seasonal changes, wind, and indoor pressure imbalances can affect performance. By presenting troubleshooting as a logical process rather than a mystery, the book equips builders to keep the heater working efficiently and to respond safely when something seems off. In conclusion, this book is best suited for practical DIYers, homesteaders, natural builders, and homeowners who want a fuel-efficient wood heating option and are willing to plan carefully and work methodically. It can also benefit contractors and educators who support hands-on building projects, since it frames the rocket mass heater as an integrated system rather than a novelty. Readers gain life benefits through lower wood consumption, steadier indoor comfort, and a deeper understanding of how combustion, airflow, and thermal storage affect heating. That knowledge can make a household more resilient during cold seasons while encouraging safer, cleaner wood-burning habits. Compared to many similar resources that focus on inspirational photos or a single fixed plan, this guide stands out by emphasizing step-by-step construction alongside maintenance and troubleshooting, which are often missing in DIY heater discussions. That balance matters because the true cost of a heater includes not only materials, but also the time spent fixing avoidable problems. By addressing planning, build quality, and long-term care in one place, the book provides a more complete pathway from idea to reliable daily use, making it a worthwhile purchase for serious builders. If you would like to support Erica Wisner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.